Blog Talk Radio.
Now I want to watch some hockey. That, you know, that band is all about wrestling, but that makes you want to watch some hockey. That's yeah. The Mystery Men. Follow their album at lucha-rock.com. Welcome to another episode of Obey the Puck. Follow us at Obey Puck Show on Twitter and facebook.com/group/Obey the Puck. I am the host, Dan Colachico. You can find me on Twitter at DanLaw83. With me, as always, is the host, the Angry Spatula. Your name?
Kelly.
There you go. Hey. Where do they find you on Twitter?
Obey Puck Show. Oh, and in Skid Central.
Yes, we've resurrected. Also, for all your pocket scheduling needs, go to SkidCentral.com.
That's
net,
right.
.com.
.com.
.com. I couldn't remember .com or .net. Run by the Angry Spatula herself. That is we have to bring some of your friends on one time. Do an on-spot interview. Because I collect toys. My dad is a model railroader. You go to conventions all the time, thousands of people. There is a little community out there, and I am not making fun of them at all, because you'll punch me in the face. There is a community out there who collects pocket schedules. And I'm not just saying, you know, recent ones. What's the oldest one you got of the NHL?
NHL, probably something from the 30s.
It's pretty cool to look at old schedules and old seating charts and
ticket prices.
Old ticket price, $5 a ticket.
Season
Chicago ticket. Stadium, $2. Old sponsors, Schlitz beer and all the other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's really – I am fascinated. I'm not trying to play catch-up, but I thanks to you, have every fandom flyer schedule that almost ever existed. But the amount of things those people – magnet schedule, crazy. And we
got something to do at the games keeps us out of trouble.
Yeah, well, I've gone to places in the arenas I didn't even know existed because we were looking for schedules.
Exactly. You got to look everywhere. And people who work for the teams have no idea that their team makes a schedule half the time. So.
And it's cheap. You know, toy collecting, mile of railroading, hundreds and thousands of dollars spent. Schedule. Nine times out of ten, it's free, or somebody sells it for like a whole buck on eBay.
Well yeah.
I mean, the older it gets, the more expensive, but like $10.
The older stuff. Well, the biggest cost is postage.
Yeah.
we are the people who still use snail mail and love it.
I, you know, it works.
Kind of have to.
Before we get into the main discussion, I want to talk about this week. We're going to talk about the Stadium Series. A big trade happened. We're going to go over the trade and who it benefits and who it doesn't, or who we think it benefits and who it doesn't. And another resignation in Buffalo. I mean, Buffalo still has people going to the games, but they're in trouble.
Buffalo has been in complete disarray for 2 seasons now. The first season with the new owner was so hopeful. They finally got an owner who was going to spend the money they needed to spend to be a contender in a smaller market, and it was just like it was kind of the best thing in the world for those dedicated fans. And the last 2 seasons, it has just crumbled slowly at the start, and it seems to just be coming off the rails.
Since we're talking about it, let's talk about that first, because these first two things are going to be quick. Pat LaFontaine, got it. Name I hate.
You have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not an Islander. You got to tell that story at the end of this discussion because I didn't know about that. But Pat LaFontaine was apparently the hockey, what is it called? Darn it. I always get this wrong. He's the manager of hockey operations.
And, that's right, yeah, because they were looking for a GM.
President.
In my head, he should have been GM, but he wasn't, and it was confusing.
I couldn't remember if he was major or lieutenant, or I couldn't. He was the president of hockey operations. Vaughn Lee.
Hockey ranks are difficult. It's based on the number of stripes on your sleeve, or I don't know.
Isn't that what hockey's based on? I'm going to push you harder because mine's bigger. He left. He resigned and went back to work with the NHL. A couple of years ago, he was the vice president of – I can't talk tonight. My gosh. He was the vice president of development and community affairs.
Community affairs. He's Emmy Award-winning?
Yeah.
All right.
But he was the Vice President of Development and Community Affairs.
Which means he doesn't want to live far away from Long Island where his house is. That's basically what that means. Because Buffalo is freaking cold.
I mean, he was just hired in November.
And that's about enough of Buffalo.
After the GM and the coach were fired, and Tim Murray was hired as the general manager in January, and I don't know what's going on there. I mean, they have a fan base.
Oh, yeah.
A very strong fan base.
Half of it is Maple Leaf fans, but...
Listen, you say that jokingly, but...
No, I don't, I'm not saying it jokingly at all.
No, no, in jest. You're serious. You say it in jest, but I literally know... hi, Vince and Siobhan, by the way. A lady, Siobhan, from Liverpool. She's my only Liverpoolian friend.
Nothing good has ever come from Liverpool. Oh, wait.
Excuse me.
Oh, wait. Never mind.
Wow. Wow. Anyway, we should let that one go.
Jerry and the Pacemakers. Woo! No? Oh, sorry.
PJ Proby.
Sorry. Herman's Hermits.
Pete Ness. Herman's Hermits wasn't Liverpool. Anyway, stop. Wow, I'm going to rein you in for a second. This I want to keep it under an hour. You totally threw me off of that. Her first hockey game was in Buffalo. Back to the point.
Mm-hmm.
They live in Toronto. Cheaper to go to Buffalo. And apparently...
Well, cheaper in a possibility to get a ticket.
Yeah, you can't get tickets in Toronto. And now we say possibility to get tickets to Buffalo. Tickets?
Wow. That was awesome.
Tickets to Buffalo. But again, I say they have a very, very strong fan base.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about, Buffalo's not going anywhere. What I mean by they're in trouble is I don't think they have any idea what to do to fix the funk they're in. I mean, they've switched the GM and the coaching around. Is what's his name officially the coach now?
Nolan is kind of on the fence. They brought him in after Ruff was fired, and he's there. But the last I heard from him was not very committal to staying in Buffalo for the foreseeable future. Because according to him, it was something about my friends or something like that, which doesn't bode well. that he had to look at how his friends had been treated or something like that. It was very standoffish.
But even I, as an outsider looking into the Buffalo Sabres, when I heard the name Pat LaFontaine, I'm like, well, he's sticking around for years. Where is he going to go? Like, oh, this is a job he wanted.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, did was there a peeing contest or nobody knows. I mean, we can talk about, I was talking about Ed Sterner, how much money, and blah, blah, blah. You get past the money. When a team is sucking, you can only imagine it's like anything else. It starts to eat away the inside. Everybody starts going after each other, and it spreads to the outside.
Well, they've been bad for a while now, so it's not like LaFontaine thought he was coming into an instant contender. He pretty much new. You know, I'm going to go in there and have a chance to rebuild this team and see if we can get them back on track, but, you know, back to what they were, which was perennial playoffs contenders, and they made runs in the 70s, but the Hasek year.
When you grew up in Philly, there's two teams you always heard of. I mean, outside the Rangers rivalry, New Jersey, and the Pittsburgh rivalry. I'm not talking about close teams. But you heard about Boston and Buffalo because they were the two teams in the Cup.
Yeah.
So it was always, ooh, Buffalo, and Boston, in the ad. Sorry, Paul. So this is kind of like, I hold Buffalo in a high regard because of that, because it's the only Cups we have. So this is something I'm paying attention to. I mean, this will go into the discussion we have later of a huge trade, in my opinion, that happened. We're not going to talk about that yet because I want to. But I think they're in trouble because you don't hear about this. I mean, Florida Panthers might as well be in the ECHL at this point. But I don't hear any news reports about any dissension
like
or, you know.
Their management all seem to be on the same page. It's the completely wrong page, but at least they all agree that they're doing what's best for hockey in Miami.
Listen, something happened.
Yeah,
for him to leave like that,
there's been speculation that he did not get along with the owner of Buffalo. But there's nothing's been substantiated. No one said anything. So
I'm surprised the stuff as bad as you say McPhee is in Washington. I'm surprised more people aren't getting mad. Like Adam Woods is like, you know what? Screw you. I'm out of here. I'm going to take my plastic surgery and leave.
Captain Typeface.
Captain Andrew Lloyd Webber. So mad. How do you know? I don't know.
You can't tell. I don't know. It's one of those things. It was kind of like Lindsey Ruff in Buffalo for 13, 14 years. Everything around him changed, but he was always the coach in Buffalo. And McPhee's kind of that way in Washington. He inherited a Stanley Cup team and hasn't managed to do anything since then. But yet he's kept his job. And you're right, you never hear anything about his job being under scrutiny or anything like that. I mean, lately there's been a little bit more of it as fans have gotten tired of the same old, but
I miss the days where when you were going into Buffalo, it's going to be dangerous. You know what I mean? I liked it. I like Buffalo. I like the Sabres, you know? It's a team I can go into as a Flyers fan. I can go into, not go, I hate that guy. Well, I used to on one of them, but that's something we'll talk about later. He's not there anymore. one of the other quick topics, that didn't turn out being so quick. I didn't think we'd have so much to talk about. Oh, the LaFontaine thing that you always tell me. Oh, not Pat LaFontaine.
And just Caps fans have a different name for him that involves a loud expletive in the middle of his last name. That's all.
Pat LaFontaine. Why is that is what I'm getting at.
Well, in
the specific story you told me about.
On Long Island, it's the Easter Miracle Game. In Washington, as so many of our playoff overtime games are, it was a massacre. Another heart ripped out of our bodies and crushed.
And it was Pat LaFontaine.
Yeah.
It's like it's my Dale Hunter moment.
Yeah.
The one time.
And that was
one time.
I should have known because that was the very first Caps game I ever saw was the Easter Massacre. I should have known that it was going to be nothing but heartbreak.
See, you learn something new every day. And I didn't know it was your first game.
Yep.
Sorry.
On the TV.
On that there TV. Was it a small TV or a big TV?
Yeah, pretty big TV.
Okay. I used to watch Flyers games.
You could see the souls being crushed on the ice.
My first TV I ever had when I was a real little kid was an old 13-inch black and white knob television for my grandmother because it still worked. And when you turned it on, I used to watch Flyers games when it was aired on like PHL 17 or something like that. When you turn it off, it was so old at the time. It was like 89. I think the TV was like a 78. It would, and that little circle would sit there in the center of the screen. And the sports show. I'm like, what's the radiation I'm getting off of that? And it's just there. I'm pronouncing that right.
I think it's just Bacchus.
It's not Bacchus?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with Bacchus.
We should really do research into pronunciation before the show.
Well, no, because you watch so many games with the Game Center and you hear Canadian and American pronunciations of names and they're never, ever the same. Hartnell, Hartnell. Bacchus, Bacchus. Tays, Toes.
Semin.
Semin. No.
Never mind.
That's not nice. Semin. Anyway, he didn't get a medal, but what he did, and we mentioned this as a joke, but apparently there's a big, huge deal about them killing stray dogs, like, by the thousand.
Right.
Which is something that happens in America every day, but that's not one of them. Bacchus and his wife brought two home.
Yay!
Now, I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
A lot of
athletes and people, all different countries, coaches, trainers, people who went over, a lot of people wound up trying to adopt and did adopt dogs and brought them home from the games.
I was hoping you mentioned that because that's what I thought was cool, that they go to Russia, we don't have dogs. I've always wanted a pet, but you flew one home from Russia. Yeah, I'll just adopt one here. Oh, he's cute. Well, I think that's kind of cool.
I mean, it was pretty sad what happened. Was because Sochi was not ready for these Olympics. I mean, it was a complete rush job. They tore down, they didn't have to claim eminent domain, but they tore down people's houses to build to put up the Olympic venues.
Yeah.
The Russian government
came in
and said, "We're taking this land. We need it for the Olympics. We're taking your stuff, and you're going to have to go." And what happened to a lot of people who stayed in the area was they got relocated or they moved into apartments, and the apartments didn't necessarily allow dogs. So all of a sudden you had this massive population of dogs who used to live in houses with their families, and they had nowhere to go. That's why there were so many of them in the area. And they were, right before the game started, they were doing mass extermination of these dogs to try to get rid of stray dogs that were roaming the land of the games.
Now, Paul Baker, PuckmanRI on Twitter, stateofjersey.com, plug of the week. He and I have the same mind, apparently, as he just in the chat. By the way, live chat, follow Obey Puck or go to facebook.com/groups/obeythepuck and click on the link. He said the same thing that I'm feeling. It's not like we don't have stray dogs in this country. That's what I'm going for. I'm like, people kill hundreds and thousands of dogs over in this place, in this country, every day. So I don't hear it. People were using the argument, well, we do it more humanely. I said, what's the difference? You're still killing the dog. So what if you stick a needle or shoot him in the head? You're still murdering that dog. I'm just saying. So yes, Paul, I agree with you. It's terrible. I love dogs. I love most animals that have four legs.
Hippopotamuses are jerks.
No, they're not.
Yeah, man.
Cats are jerks. So this was something, this really sucks. But like I said, I thought they're killing dogs all over. What's the difference?
That was the idea. It was just another story.
But the argument. I was going to not say anything on the air, but I want to. The argument of a more humane way of killing somebody is not good enough for me. Oh, we're killing them nicer. Shut up. No. Those dogs don't even speak English. Thank you, Paul. I just wanted to mention that. I thought it was real cool. Like I said, I love dogs. I'm going to move on to, unless you have anything else to say about that.
I like dogs, too.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Glad you're here.
You're welcome.
the main topic, the last two outdoor games of the season.
Thank goodness.
Why?
I'm tired of getting hyped up for a regular season game. It's just a regular season game. It's too many. When you make it a big deal on New Year's Day, like, okay, I'll buy into it. It's fun. It's outdoors. It's, you know, at a cool venue or whatever. Okay, but I can't get that excited about that many regular season games. I don't care enough.
Wow. See, I was all, like, I'd rather watch the, I watched those two games, and I wouldn't have watched a Pittsburgh-Chicago game.
Yeah.
You know, normally, but the fact that...
Well, it looks cool when it's snowing. I'll watch snow. I'll even watch foosball to see some snow.
I was going to say there was nothing cooler than seeing snow falling by the inch a minute.
But that's the thing, though. It looks pretty, but then, you know, it gets on the ice,
like,
and the puck hardly moves, and the guys are all skating around.
Can I just say, Pittsburgh lost, and lost badly.
Yes.
That, I'll never...
I probably have not rooted harder for the Blackhawks in at least, well, this season for sure. Possibly
well,
last
it, 4 years ago, 4 seasons ago, they kicked our little butt with one of the worst, easiest goals ever. Past Michael Layton in the Stanley Cup final. So I...
Right there. The problem with that phrase.
Michael Layton.
Michael Layton was your goaltender in the Stanley Cup finals. Just saying.
Okay, just saying. Newbie. Ooh.
And Newbie had a cup.
Oh! The son of a...
Michael Layton ain't got nothing.
Good point. All right, I'll give you that. Newbie also doesn't have a Stanley Cup.
Neither does Michael Layton.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Stanley Cup final.
So...
Well, does Newby even have a semifinal?
Although,
no, bickering off air.
Although Vancouver celebrated their Stanley Cup final, which, you know about that in a second.
Hold that thought. So I was rooting for Chicago. I want nothing more than for Pittsburgh to lose another outdoor game horribly bad. And this time they shook hands.
I did
not know that they didn't shake Washington's hands in 2011.
Yeah, well.
What a bunch of...
That's probably because their captain was woozy.
I'm not going to shake their hands. Who's with me? I swear he talks like that. When he makes that face, do you not disagree with me?
The scary part is... I've been with you for so long now, that is his voice in my head. Whether or not that's based in reality, but that's what I hear every time I see him. So
listen, there's other players on
voice.
There's other players in the NHL and the AHL that play like that, who will slash somebody and then go, no, don't touch me. But when he makes when he gets upset and mad and he goes to talk to the ref, his face just looks like he's going, oh, God, that's what it just looks like that mouth is making. So I don't care. There's nobody else on the team I really have a personal problem with. I don't have a personal problem with Crosby. I have a problem with Crosby. He is the reason, Pittsburgh, that I wanted you to lose. If he wasn't on the team, fine. No problem. Neil, so we need people. He's a jerk.
Yeah.
Never gave the finger to the microphone harder.
That's right. That'll teach you, microphone.
So I thought it was a great game, mostly because of the outcome. But you could tell about halfway through the second, they were not enjoying this anymore because of the snow.
The best tweet of the night was the first person who said Crosby was probably asking the refs to make it stop snowing. It was a great line and then was repeated nonstop for the last hour.
Yeah. I had thought of it, went to tweet it, and saw the tweet, like, well, I'm not going to, you know, repeat the joke. But sometimes I'll steal a joke and go to you, and you'll think it's funny. I'll never tell you when it is. But the other outdoor game.
Well, it wasn't really outdoor.
Well, the other stadium game.
The Canadians pushed out.
Yeah, really. In Canada, they took the roof. They put the roof on. BC. First of all, it was the Vancouver Canucks versus the Ottawa Senators. I'm sorry, the Vancouver Millionaires.
That's right.
If you're Jim Houston, which was awesome. They called them Millionaires like 3 times on purpose. They celebrated their 94. It was 93-94.
94.
Yes, because it was against New York.
Team.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, in 10 years, that's what Flyers will be doing. They'll be celebrating the 97 Cup run because nobody will be around to celebrate the other stuff anymore.
Well, that's what the Caps are going to have to do next year for the Winter Classic because that's all we get.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 1997-98 Washington Capitals.
Ken Klee. Who? What?
Who?
And everybody.
Chris
who's
Simon.
Everyone who's become a Washington fan since Ovi got to town is going, who the hell are these people?
Dale Hunter. Oh, his name's up in the rafters of the Verizon Center. I know who that is. Peter Bondra. You're cheating. He wasn't even on the team. Well, yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
He was. Damn right he was. Adam Oates.
Yes, he was.
Olaf.
Joey Juneau.
That's right, Juneau. I think, I'm sure, no, Berube. I think Berube was on that team. Or was he back in Philly at that
time? I don't think Berube
was. I think
he was
back in Philly at that time. Jonesy, back in Philly. So they celebrated the Cup team, which was pretty cool to see old footage of the electric skate again.
That's right. The electric boogaloo skate of Vancouver.
Vancouver had it, and then they pulled what I call the 2013-14 Flyers and then shut off at the start of the second period. And Ottawa came back. Powder was having a rough time that first period.
That's true.
And then the team just,
well,
we're not going down.
And Vancouver lost one of the Sedins. I forget which one.
Daniel.
They lost in. That's
it was
a huge,
bad, actually. It was a bad.
That was an ugly crash into the boards, and I don't think anyone was near him. I think he was just going after the puck.
Yeah, it was an incidental.
Yeah, because he just, yeah, oof, that was ugly. That really hurts them. I mean, they're in the middle of the Western Conference battling for playoff spots. I don't know if they're going to have a chance without both the Sedins, because they're having some offensive trouble. So.
Well, I personally think they're going to make a trade for, I don't think Luongo's going to be there much longer.
Luongo's not going anywhere.
Oh, God. They were asking for him in the, God, in the first period, they were like, we want Lou. I enjoyed that game. It was a faster game because even though it was outside, quote unquote, it was in this BC place has a retractable roof.
Yeah. Yeah, so
they shut it. So you still had the cold to the outside.
It was just a bigger scale hockey game.
Yeah, it was great. And both games, you know, as much as we both said, all these games, you're overdoing it. Winter Classic, Heritage Classic. That's it. One Canadian game, one American game. They sold them out. They made tons of money, and they'll do it again next year and probably overkill.
Exactly.
I was really hoping one of the games – it was like a double thing for me. I wanted one of the games to only have the bottom bowl full. But the other part of me was like, no, I want this to be successful. I want hockey to be bigger.
It's kind of.
But hockey's always going to have a slow burn. It's never going to go, hey, look, we filled the stadium. We're famous now.
I don't even think another Gretzky-like player. I mean, yeah, right now you've got Crosby.
Yeah,
I'm not putting him on the same level as Gretzky.
Good.
But he's that kind of talent, and it's not attracting the media attention.
Well,
at least not in the States. In Canada, I know, you know, he's a huge celebrity outside of the world of sports. But
it's like comparing chocolate ice cream and then chocolate ice cream with a topping of poo. Gretzky didn't play like him. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
Gretzky
I
was,
shouldn't have used that. I understand.
No.
Spend the next 15 minutes going on.
I understand where you're coming. No, we're not going to talk about Crosby. I'm just going to say, I get what you're saying, but before anybody else comes to the door, how can you compare them, blah, blah, blah. Gretzky didn't play like a bitch, okay, is what I'm trying to say. So he can be great, but everybody around the league who watches it, who pays your salary, hate you because you play like that. Nobody hated Gretzky. Oh, he sucks. F him.
No,
everybody was.
Oh, a lot of people hated Gretzky.
Well,
as Calgary.
After the fact, they were like, he's great.
No.
Nobody's just. Bull crap.
Ask the people
bull.
Of Calgary.
Bull. Oh, they had Lanny McDonald. Shut up. What I'm saying is everybody was like, yeah, Gretzky's great. Nobody's going to be like, yeah, I like Vince Crosby. He's good.
Sure they will. No. At the end of the career, they will.
Which might be sooner or later if he doesn't puck his head in.
That's the bad news worm. I mean, you've got a once in a generation talent, and with the concussions, it's one hit away. That's scary.
That's no joke. What I just said. I mean, the next hit could be his last because of how bad the other two were. I mean, look at Lindros. Bam, not so bad. Came back, hit again, and then that last hit, and it was hard. I seriously think he heard a car crashing his head, or he didn't hear anything. He felt a little bit of something, that was it. I mean, Steven hit him so hard. I heard it I was listening on the radio, and I heard a, uh-oh. And that's it. What could have been something? He was great. You say what you want about what happened in that situation. Lindros was a great player. What happened afterwards wasn't great. On top, but on all that, he could have had he could have had a Crosby-like career with those numbers. And I think the hits is what did it to him. Of course, he also was looking down.
That doesn't help.
Doesn't help. Which is the same thing. Looking down. Don't look down. I know it's hard to do. Don't look down. That's all I'm saying. I like, just to sum it up, I'm all for the outdoor games. I still think it's overkill. I think you're going to reach a certain point where you're going to go. You can't have a whole regular season in this stadium.
So to play hockey on the moon.
That'd be slow.
On the space station.
That'd be slow. Anti-gravity hockey. That would be more like
Brazil. That's all I got.
Don't give him any
idea. That's my idea. I'm going to New York tomorrow morning.
Well, the next thing I see is NHL kind of like NFL Europe. Sending the team over to play a KHL team. Or just having a KHL team coming over here playing. Well, actually, it would mean more going over there. You brought a KHL team over here and half the hockey fans go, why? But you send the NHL over there, it's like, whoa, let's fill a stadium. Let's fill a soccer stadium.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can see. I mean, you can only have so many over here because it's not going to – you might get a couple fans here and there, but you're not going to bring the sport to any more notoriety. You can't go up – you can't go beyond the area.
I think the only reason they keep going back to the well beyond the – you know, it's just the license to print money for the NHL. I mean, they sell tickets and all that stuff. But it's the only way the NHL can boost their television ratings. What the NHL needs in the U.S. is a national TV contract.
Yeah.
If they want to get back in the good graces of the American sporting public, they need to be on ESPN and ESPN2, like they were back in the day, so everybody can watch the same games.
NBC, Comcast is not going to cut it.
Yeah,
it's just not. It's not going to reach.
Well, I mean, you can see the difference between the ratings for the outdoor game with Chicago and Pittsburgh. Compare it to the ratings for Philly, Washington on Sunday.
Oh gosh, ooh, that's a good point.
There's no comparison in the TV ratings.
No, you're probably right.
A much better game on Sunday, but it doesn't matter. It's not outdoors, so the not diehard hockey fan isn't watching that game. They don't care.
We won't talk about Sunday.
It just sums up the Caps. Because up two goals in the third, and I'm like, as soon as that major penalty comes along, I'm like, yep, there we go. We're not winning this game.
Look, we've both seen. We've watched every Washington Philly game this year, and I'm sitting there silent, not talking to you because it's past the halfway point, so we're not speaking at that point.
Right.
And I'm like, they're not coming back from this. You have this. There's no way. And then I'm like, oh, Jesus. There's one. There's two. Oh, no.
We've thrown
there's
away.
One, there's Orlov. There's two. Orlov boarded Shen. Wow. Braden Shen got hit from behind.
Shen has an uncanny knack for completely turning
against
the boards. Yep.
Wilson?
He does it on purpose.
Wait, does Wilson just turn into a douche when he plays Philly? Or is that Wilson?
I think Philly brings that out in
I'm not insulting your team, but all of a sudden I'm like, What the hell is he doing? Moron. Sorry. Sir, could say.
Every time we've got you exactly where we need to be in the third period, major penalty. Philly comes back and takes 2 points.
Thank you, score check.
Pretty much.
Claude Drew.
And every Caps fan out there was watching. Every Caps fan who's not just, you know,
fly by night.
Yeah, just kind of there. They get tickets from their lawyer or whatever. Knew exactly how that game was going the minute Orlov. Like, oh, yep, here we go.
You could see in some of the pictures that people in the crowd were like, God damn.
Yep, here we go again.
Ah! And the guy in the Flyer jersey is like the speckled out through the picture, like,
yay! Hooray, a major! Which normally is kryptonite for the Flyers.
Yeah.
But against the Caps, they look like the 1991 Penguins on the power play.
Yeah, they did.
They do.
Pass, shoot. Rebound.
The Caps also in penalty kill has something to do with that, too. But
you know what was terrible about that game is neither one of us could play boards. I mean, Capitals have a worse board play, but I'll be damned if what do I do with the puck in the board? I don't know how to use the stick.
How many times did one Flyer go in and was surrounded by four Capitals, and not once was he touched before he got a shot off?
Never. It was always. They always let him in. Hey, come on in. Shoot.
We're going to put our sticks out here.
Hope he's got it.
And back away slowly.
I don't. Is it they're afraid that they're going to just get penalty? I don't know.
I have no idea.
It's
the defensive philosophy now.
See, I know how you feel. When the Capitals beat the Flyers, you're like, F you, it's the Flyers. But I'm kind of like, oh, well, I feel bad kind of that you're sad. But we won. You know, you're like, no, screw you. They won. I don't care.
It's emotionally taxing.
Yeah. Then, you know, one of us leaves the room mad and won't speak for an hour.
Yeah, it's better that way.
But I will say this.
And hooray, it's happening on Wednesday. So that'll
Oh, yeah, be fun. Home for home. We're playing you again on Wednesday. I can't wait.
Yippee!
Playing again on Wednesday. With that being said, a former Cap and a former Flyer reached 700 goals this year. Oh, God, it was, I think it was, first of all, Jaromír Jagr. Hit 700 goals.
JJ!
Seventh player to do it ever in the NHL. What's funny to me about it is that the Devils won 6-1.
Yeah, they played the Islanders, right?
We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
Well, actually, yeah, they lost Paris.
The Islanders are a mess. Talking about Buffalo being in disarray, the Islanders, and have been for quite some time, the Islanders are a complete mess.
I mean, they're lost now without Tavares.
Yeah, without Tavares, they have no offensive punch whatsoever.
There are some teams where you can lose a guy and you have enough diversity on the lines to switch it up, and the impact is not felt as much. But then there are some teams where you take one guy off the line.
Yeah.
Vancouver. You get rid of one of the Wonder Twins. Ovechkin, I feel Ovechkin is one of those players. You take him off the Caps, you lose your power play power. Backstrom, wow, see, I'm using nicknames because I'm with you. Backstrom can pass it. But who's Ward's going to shoot like that? Ward gets a goal every now and then. And much as I hate the guy, Crosby, take him off that line.
Well, I have to disagree there. Pittsburgh and Washington have done quite well without Ovechkin and Crosby at different stretches. Now, Ovechkin hasn't been out nearly the amount of time that Crosby has with the concussions, but when Ovechkin's been out, I don't think the Caps' record's that bad, actually. I think they're 65% or something like that, which over the last couple of years is what their winning percentage has been at, you know, up and down a little bit. But they've been a well above 500 teams for a couple seasons now, not this year so much. But
Crosby, I feel
when Crosby is there, Malkin just seems to take a step back. When those two are clicking, they're terrifying. But they never seem to be both on at the same time, especially in the playoffs for some reason, which is strange. Malkin on his own in the playoffs, The cup year for them was the one time where they both seemed to be playing really well, and Malkin actually won the MVP for the playoffs.
I'm saying
it's very strange. There's something about the chemistry with him, with Crosby, that just it takes a very particular player or mix of players to play with him.
I'm saying it's because of all the not the spotlight, but all the pomp and circumstance they put on Crosby. Malkin, I don't think he does it on purpose. I think it's just like, well, I got Crosby here. I don't need to play as hard. And then Crosby, I need to be my best. I really think that's part of it.
Well, he's
how can you not when everybody goes?
Malkin's proved he can carry a team. He did. Really well when Crosby was out with a concussion.
Yeah, because it was like
that was his MVP season.
So I take back Pittsburgh. I'm wrong about. Pittsburgh's got enough backup that they. I fear them less without Crosby, but whenever it's like the Ovi power play. Whenever there's a power play and Crosby on the ice, like God, somebody hit him. Why just hit him?
Well, for years and years, and even this year, Detroit is one of those teams where Detroit's been decimated by injuries this year. And yet they're still hanging around. They're in the playoff picture. So
they've always
drafted really well. They've always had guys that they could call up and who, when they got the chance, stepped in and did a great job. So that's the difference these days, I think, between your elite teams and your kind of teams is being able to having some depth.
We trailed a little bit there, but and for good reason, because we're talking Jágr making that milestone. Brodeur at one point even was tapping a stick after the goal. Congratulations on the ice.
Yeah, now that you're on my team, you don't score him against me so much.
Yeah, because he doesn't really emote. Brodeur, he kind of just, thank you. So he's like, look, I'm alive.
He's part cyborg.
I swear to God he's part robot.
He's going to be interesting.
When he retires, that's a whole episode on its own. Anyway. But, 6-1. Kind of overshadows the 700 goals. Because they weren't talking about, they were like, yeah, Jágr has 700, but man, they killed him 6-1, man, let's start Islanders. He was quoted as saying, I might. He has no plans for the special puck. When you get a career highlight, they grab the puck, put tape on it, write down what it is, give it to the player. He said, I'm not going to save it. I might save the 800th one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not gonna. And the way he's playing, you never know. You think he's got 100 more in him? How old is he?
Think the Islanders are looking for someone on the offense, so you never know, man.
And there's only six guys. There's only six NHL players that have more goals than him. Ever.
A bunch of flashing pants.
Oh, yeah, right, I know. I was looking for the list, and I couldn't find it at first, and I forgot to look for the list.
Gretzky, Messier, Fossey. I have no idea.
We'll go back to that in a second. We'll go back to that in a second. But I want to talk about this trade. And this goes back to the Buffalo discussion earlier. I don't know why I didn't stick it together now, because I had the format different. Sideways had Ryan Miller. I'm sorry. Look it up, folks. He's got a weird-looking head. It's come from an ugly dude, but dang. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Ryan Miller got traded to the Blues with Steve Ott. Yes, screw you, Ott. In exchange for Yaroslav Halak, Chris Stewart, and William Carrier, and a first-round draft pick.
Next year.
In 2015, and a third round in 16.
Yep.
Really? Is he worth that much? The two of them?
He is for St. Louis, apparently.
Oh, yeah, apparently.
That's all that really matters.
I really couldn't think of who the goalie was in St. Louis.
Halak.
That's why I couldn't think of it. It was Halak. But Halak, who does Buffalo have?
Well, Buffalo's going with Enroth.
As the starter. Okay.
At least for now. I
that
would,
might change.
I would assume they're going to give Halak the chance to earn the number one spot.
But this is a big. This is the big trade that's happened before the trade deadline is Wednesday.
Well, yeah, Wednesday's trade deadline. Everyone knew. Well, not everyone knew, but everyone thought that Miller would be traded by the trade deadline. So, and A, I'm glad Pittsburgh didn't get him because they always seem to pull those kind of trades, and it's like, how in the world are you fitting that under the cap?
They're still looking.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Shiro always makes those kind of last-minute plays that are just...
You don't belong in Pittsburgh, Shiro.
But, yeah, I think it's a great trade for the Blues. They didn't give up very much.
Yeah.
I mean, they gave up a goalie. They get a goalie that they feel is an upgrade. They got rid of Chris Stewart, who's I think he's a great young player. So, you know, Buffalo has someone that maybe they can do something with, but the talk in Buffalo is they picked him up to trade him again and get picks in return, that they're in rebuilding mode, that they're going to take these guys and trade them again to get picks.
Oh, gotcha. Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to do it at some point.
we were kind of off on that top scorers in the NHL, which we'll get to in a second. But he's a minus 26 this year.
Yeah, he's a leadership guy.
Okay.
They
basically got him to pump up the rebuild.
Well, no.
Up the players.
St. Louis got him. He's a leadership guy. He's a playoff kind of guy. He's a guy you hate to play against.
So the all-time. See, I don't know if this is an accurate. Why doesn't the NHL just have goals? There it is. Okay, yes, I got it. From set, we'll go to top 10.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, no, we'll start at Jaromir Jagr.
Let's just go, the six.
Jaromir Jagr's got 700. Mike Gartner, 108, capital.
Briefly.
Well, still, you got long enough to have his banner up there. Wasn't that the last year he played was when you guys went to the Cup?
No.
That's the last year he played. Wasn't he with you?
I don't think so.
I'll look that up later.
We traded him with the Rangers.
That's half figures.
We either trade with the Flyers or the Rangers. That's usually where they wind up.
Phil Esposito.
Oh.
717. Yes, Marcel Dion, 731. Brett Hull, I should have thought of that, 741. Gordie Howe, 801. And this is how far Gretzky is from Gordie Howe. Number one, 894. So 93 more goals than Gordie Howe. Why don't you just wait for the 900?
No, I remember that there was a big deal that it wasn't official until Wayne actually passed his combined total between the NHL and the WHA.
Oh.
Which he did pass, but not by as much.
What was it?
Oh, I forget. Gordie scored quite a few goals in WHA, so that added to his NHL total.
And the thing about that is that, he wasn't even on the Caps anymore, Gartner. He was the Coyote. The thing about that is they were both at WHA.
Yeah, but Gretzky didn't spend much time.
I think it's pretty cool to still have a player like I played for both leagues. What did you do? Oh, man. So congratulations, Jaromir Jagr. 700 goals. And I don't think he's slowing down.
Oh, he's slowing down, but he still can score.
I don't mean scoring-wise.
It's all about puck possession in those hands. He can't skate anymore, but that hasn't
left. He doesn't need to when he does this.
He just keeps – no one gets the puck from him. He's like a puck hog.
He's got ambulance butt. He just, you pointed it out, and I'm the one that said, it's like this. You can't get around that. I don't recall another year where this many people have been getting cut in the face by skates. Do you?
No, I do not.
Okay, so it's not just me. Because I don't remember hearing, years before, even last year, multiple people getting a slash to the face by a skate or something. This is like the fifth one we've mentioned on this show this year. This one, thankfully, wasn't as bad, and he came back in the same stinking game. I would have been out for 2 weeks.
I'm going to get a doctor's note if I get a skate to the face.
Doctor's note?
Yes.
You got all the blood. I'm saying that because he was cutting in the middle. Look at the blood, Doc. There's video of it. Obviously, it was a televised game. But Dale Weiss, is it Weiss? Weiss? I don't know.
At this point, the pronunciations.
Because you always have pronunciations of people. Wickenheiser? Come on now.
It's my one win in the last couple of months.
He got a skate right across the top of the lip, right where the mustache is. So he can hide it if he can grow hair there anymore.
No.
Yeah, it's true. I think you can get a fake one, though. But it's right from the side of the lip up, right under the bridge of the nose, right under the nose.
Ow.
Almost across the other side. But came back, played the game. Stitches look good. That's a good thing for the ladies. What happened? Well, I was playing hockey. Canadian forward from Kadri. He went down face first and skated out of his face. And there's the picture.
Ouch.
Oh, it did go into the lift. Yeah.
Wow.
Obey Puck Show for the picture. It's a doozy.
Or don't. I don't blame you if you don't. That's ow.
But I'm just saying, don't you just sit and let it heal up? No, I have to go.
Yeah, that's the difference between you and I and hockey players, because I'd be like, I have a guaranteed contract. I'm putting some ice on this, and I'm going home.
Hockey! Hockey! I think he missed the rest of that period, or I could be wrong. I mean, he was back to finish the whole game. That's it. He was back doing regular shifts. Oh, my gosh.
He didn't want to miss out on the pizza after the game. You can't.
I would not be eating anything.
You can't have pizza if you don't finish the game.
Even I would be like, you know what? I think I'll have none. So it looks like the initial cut went above the lip, and then there's a little cut down here where he got scabbed. But, yeah, man, that's, ugh. Still, the cut of the year goes to
Quebec Senior League.
What's his name? It's in this article. Sebastian Corselli. He's got the cut of the year, because that went straight from ear to cheek, from ear to lip, just all the way across, and he came back the next game. And the staples look badass. If he's not married, because he's an older guy, like 30, yes, I would like to buy you a drink. Pointing to a scar.
Are you a pirate?
Arr, matey. He says it just like that. Arr, me am. But, I don't know. That's no, thank you.
Face
no,
cards.
Thank you. But well, how many years? I mean, we're already mandatory. What year was it, 94? The mandatory visors.
No, mandatory visors.
No, helmets. I'm sorry. Mandatory helmets was...
I think it was, yeah, because McTavish was the last guy who... the last to be grandfathered in, and he was playing for the Rangers in 94 without the lid.
Yeah, and he was the last one. And visors were...
Visors were last year. I still don't know if they're mandatory. I think it's another thing where it's grandfathered in. New players have to wear them.
Why aren't they just wearing cages? I'm just saying.
They do in the NCAA.
College hockey, you have to wear
a cage.
You have
to have the cage or the full plastic.
Period. No question. No. It is a rule. Period. They're not playing like they... Cage, please. You know? I mean, what...
It's interesting to see, because a lot of the college guys wind up in the AHL. And you don't see that many guys in the AHL.
No, they pop them right off.
That wear the full mask.
I'm sure it's got to be a vision thing.
I don't know. If you've played your entire career with it, I think it's more the guys giving you crap about wearing a full face mask.
Oh, yeah well, I guess.
Because we all know that 17-year-old and 18-year-old boys are totally impervious to peer pressure.
See my pretty face? The ladies still like it. I wear a cape. You pansy. Yes, I'm going home with two ladies tonight. I'm a pansy. Yeah. That's it for this week. Unless you got something, anything else you want to mention? You mentioned that 21 game streak real quick.
Oh, yeah, I was just looking through junior news. Portland Winterhawks had won 21 straight games, and they lost.
Saturday.
Yeah,
right?
Last night or something like that.
Is that
they came up one short. If they had won that game, they would have tied the record set by the Estevan Bruins back in the 60s.
For those of you
who
don't...
became Cam, the Blazers became the Kamloops Blazers.
Ah, okay. So yes, I know.
I read a book about the franchise.
The thing that's amazing about that, for those who are listening who don't know, juniors are literally that. They're 16-year-olds.
16 to 20. Well, and there's a couple, every once in a while there's a 15-year-old who...
Kids. Little kids. 21 in a row. Thank you. Well, I am awesome at hockey. It was a good episode this week. I can't talk for Jack. But anyway.
Well, I'm looking forward to Memorial Cup. That's going to be interesting this year. You'll have the three champions of the three different Canadian leagues, and then London is the host this year. So London could win their way in,
right.
And then the team that comes in second to London would get a bid from the Ontario Hockey League. But that should be – it's always a great tournament. But I'm looking forward to that.
This is another thing that I wish we lived further north so we can get to watch it all the time. Hockey. And it's surprisingly competitive as young
and the Republic of Doyle.
Republic of Doyle on the CBC.
I want to watch that.
Well, we can't.
I know.
Somebody send me a DVD from Canada of the Republic of Doyle. Awesome. He blows up a Dodge Intrepid.
There you go.
Poof. Kelly, where can the fine folks out there follow you?
I am at Sked Central. I'm also at Obey Puck Show on Twitter.
Me too. I'm Obey Puck Show. That's where you follow the show.
Yeah.
Follow me on Twitter at DanLaw83. We will see you next week.
Tune in on Wednesday when we curse at each other during the Flyers-Caps game part four.
Well, at the beginning, I have a show to do.
Okay, well, whatever.
Well,
that just means I'll win this time no matter what.
Well, bullcrap. Well, listen to the Wednesday show, Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock. MMA wrestling fans out there, listen to the flagship LMSL Talk Radio. Every other Tuesday, Moose Knuckle Entertainment for different movie, music, and video game news. Well, it's movies and video games. Sure, music will come in there sometime.
There's music in video games.
That's true.
There you go.
But you can find it all at the HIAC Talk Radio Network, HIACTalkRadio.com. For the Angry Spatula, I am the above-average comedian, Dan Colachico. We will see you next week. Good night.